GoFundMe authorized by President Trump raises over $265,000 to support victims of assassination attempt. By Amy Furr on July 14, 2024. A GoFundMe authorized by former President Donald Trump raised over $265,000 for supporters and families of the shooting victims at his rally when a failed assassination attempt occurred on Saturday in Butler, Pennsylvania. Trump's son, Donald Trump Jr., shared the link to the fundraiser Sunday morning that featured the image of his father standing on stage with a bloodied face and his fist in the air. As of early Sunday, the page had raised $265,144 of its $1 million goal. President Donald Trump has authorized this account as a place for donations to the supporters and families wounded or killed in today's brutal and horrific assassination attempt. All donations will be directed to these proud Americans as they grieve and recover. May God bless and unite our nation, the GoFundMe page read. Trump lawyer and senior advisor Alina Habua also shared the link on Sunday. She wrote, "This is authorized by President Trump to assist the innocent victim and those injured at yesterday's rally as a result of the attempt to assassinate President Trump. This is not our America. Help if you can." Trump was injured and rushed off the stage while speaking to supporters during the rally. One person at the rally was killed while two others were critically injured, Breitbart News reported. The defiant former president still plans on attending the upcoming Republican convention in Wisconsin following the assassination attempt, the outlet said Sunday. In a Truth Social post about 2 hours after the incident, Trump expressed condolences for the person who was killed and explained that he was shot in the ear. "I was shot with a bullet that pierced the upper part of my right ear. I knew immediately that something was wrong and that I heard a whizzing sound, shots, and immediately felt the bullet ripping through the skin. Much bleeding took place, so I realized then what was happening. God bless America," he added. The FBI has since confirmed the shooter was 20-year-old Thomas Matthew Crooks of Bethel Parks, Pennsylvania. According to Breitbart News, next week's Republican convention will be held two blocks away from the site where President Teddy Roosevelt survived an assassination attempt in 1912. Trump's defiant raised fist in the face of a killer calls to mind the manly swagger of that earlier Republican populist president who famously said, "It takes more than that to kill a bull moose."